morning, everybody, and welcome to this harvest service. It's the first time we've done a harvest service online before, so I hope you're just as excited about it as I am. If you haven't done so already, click open the PDF service sheet so you can follow and join in. And there will be a point during the service where I ask you to pause the podcast and go and do something. So be ready to do something during this service, not just listen and sing. Let's begin, shall we, with our greeting for today. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Sing to the Lord. We shall sing praises to the Lord our God. And we will do that right now with two songs of praise. First of all, we will have Blessed Be Your Name, and then we'll follow that with Awake My Soul. Thank you, Heather McDowell, for curating these songs for our harvest service today. But let's sing, shall we now?
When the dark sound I love to hear. It's the sound of the Savior's robe as he walks into the room where people pray, where we hear praises, he hears faith. The sound of the Savior's robe as he walks into the room where people pray, where we hear worship, he hears faith. Awake my soul and sing his praise aloud, sing his praise aloud. Oh, awake my soul and sing, sing his praise aloud, sing his praise aloud.
We've begun by singing our praises to God, and now we come to our opening prayer. If you can respond with the words in bold, let's pray. God of abundance, God of fruitfulness, God of generosity, God of love beyond measure, God of extravagance, God of celebration, God of goodness, God of love beyond imagining, we gather, bringing the best that we can offer, to give thanks for the good things you give to us, to share your generosity with others, and to celebrate by feasting at your table. Amen. And now we come to the confession. So if you need to, just take a moment and pause this podcast, as is our fashion now, and then come back to us and we will confess these words together. Laying at God's table those things that we wish we had not done. Let's pray. We confess to you our lack of care for the world you have given us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you our selfishness in not sharing earth's bounty fairly. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We confess to you our failure to protect resources for others. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And so, as forgiven people, let's pray. May God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forever. Amen. As it is our harvest festival, we have a harvest collect, our special prayer for today. Eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness, and you give us the fruits of the earth in their season. Grant that we may use them to your glory, for the relief of those in need, and for our own well-being, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And so now, at this point in the service, you'll see on your service sheet, it says gathering the harvest. And there's a beautiful picture of a box that is filled with all of the glorious vegetables of creation. And there's a list by the side of it with random things: cereal, soup, pasta, washing powder, tinned meat, tinned vegetables, biscuits, tinned fruit, UHT milk, you know, the stuff that you can store in the cupboard for months on end. Now, why have I listed these things here? And why am I talking about gathering the harvest on a podcast? Well, as a church, as you know, or you may not know if you're new to this church, that each year we gather the harvest. And normally we do that in St Giles, and that will be happening at 11 o'clock in St Giles Church today. But you may not be able to get to that service. So this is your opportunity to gather in the harvest. Pause me now. Look at that list. Run to your kitchen cupboards. See what is in there. Take what you can and pop it in a bag. Bring that bag, when it's convenient, to the St Andrew's Centre on Rogers Lane. But please have it with us by Wednesday, the 7th of October. We'll be in the church building on Wednesday morning. If we're not there, make sure it's in a waterproof bag, tie it up, keep it safe, and just leave it by our door. We'll gather all of your harvest things together and send them on to Shock or our local food bank on your behalf. So pause me now. Go and gather your harvest. Welcome back, and I hope you managed to gather a lovely harvest together for us as a church to give to others. And now we come to a reading litany. Today we don't just have one reading, we have eight segments of reading, all from the Old Testament, painting a picture of God's good things using honey, another wonderful crop at this time of year. Over to the Wells family now, as they read to us God's word.
The Bible loves honey, speaks of it often, and sees it as a picture of God's good things.
My child, eat honey, for it is good, and the drippings of the honeycomb are sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, you will find a future, and your hope will not be cut off.
Pleasant words are like a honeycomb sweetness to the soul and health to the body. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Poet and prophet both speak of it. Honey is the promise, the image of a land rich in colour and nourishment, hope and promise.
Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians, and to bring them out of the land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey.
You shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land with flowing streams, with springs and underground waters welling up in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity.
And in the book of Revelation, which offers strange words of comfort and hope to persecuted Christians in the time of the early church, we read of honey once more.
So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll, and he said to me, take it and eat it. It will be bitter to your stomach, but sweet as honey in your mouth. So I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth.
Before I open God's word today, let us pray. Dear Father God, thank you for being with us at this harvest time. Lord, as we look to this, your word, open it to our hearts and minds, that it will be to us like sweet honey, and feed us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are celebrating harvest, a festival that has been a tradition that spans not just the centuries of this country's history and culture, but the millennia of God's people in all nations. It's a time when we pause just for a moment, take stock of what we have, and remind ourselves that all we have, when we trace it back to its roots, comes from creation in one way or another. And the author of all creation is God. So we gather what we can, ideally the best of what we have, and follow in the footsteps of those who came before us. We give the first fruits of our harvest to God. And in these times of tightening belts and uncertainty, our offerings are joyfully given to be a blessing to those in our community and further afield as needed. Our readings today talk of one food offering in particular, honey. That lovely, sweet, sickly, golden goo that a particular bear called Pooh could never contemplate being without. And in the Bible, honey is mentioned over 60 times, often, as we see in Proverbs 24 and 16, relating it to God's wisdom, the words he spoke over and to his people. In ancient days, honey was a luxury item, used in times of celebration, a precious gift to show your love and appreciation, but also given in times of need, for sustenance and healing. After all, it is meant to have antibacterial properties. And so Proverbs wisely says, think of God's words like honey. Words that will feed, restore, and sustain your soul. When we listen to and live by them, the value of them will become apparent. Just as we have taken stock and brought our celebratory foods here to be a blessing to others, these words of God will taste sweeter than honey and become to our lives more desirable than all that we have, even gold, for they contain within them hope that keeps us going forward, which is a desirable thing right now. We want to move on with life and living. The honey words of God feed that need, but it's not just empty words giving hope without a tangible outcome. As we look to Exodus 3 and Leviticus 20, we are shown a historical picture of hope worked out. God's people are in misery. They are suffering in the land of Egypt under the rule of Pharaoh. They were running on empty, struggling to remember who God was, shouting out in desperation, "God, where are you?" And God said, "I'm here. I'm with you. And I have a plan. Follow me. Let me lead you, and we'll get through this together." He then paints for them an image of a place where they will eventually go and call home. But what about us? We who are not in need of asylum, what can we glean from this nugget of times long past about this God who makes such extravagant promises? Well, firstly, we see that he listens. He listens when people call out to him, which is a relief to know. After all, if you kept talking and talking to someone and they never seemed to listen, how frustrating would that be? But God does listen. And then, notice, he responds. He responds compassionately. And as he does so, he reveals one of his most famous character traits, love. In love, he reaches in to an unjust situation, using those who are there and willing to be his hands, his voice, his feet. People such as Moses, Aaron, Miriam. And through them, he exercises that love and gains for them their freedom, using, on this occasion, miracles. Which is great because it answers some age-old questions. Does God answer prayer? Does he keep his promises? Does he know what I'm going through? And as we read these words from Exodus, it says, yeah, he does. And his first response is to reach out and be part of your lives. How we respond to that action is entirely up to us. And as we remember God's people being answered and saved, moving from desperation to hope into promise, we see that God is concerned about suffering, injustice, freedom, and safety. Today, as we collect together our goods, we're mimicking that God-like response by using our fruit and food and honey in a harvest, in a first response type way. But is that it? Is that all we need to do? Or is there something more that is needed? Are we hearing a cry that is looking for hope, for action? And are we the people God can use to bring about an end to misery and suffering in these challenging times? Now that's a thought, isn't it? I suppose if we have chomped down on the sweet wisdom of God's eternal words and pondered on them fully, perhaps we should be ready to join in with God's plan, to reach out and bring hope and the promise of a future to those who need it. Help him out and be his hands, his voice and his feet, just like those Old Testament people. But as our verses from Revelation 10 tell us, those kind of words challenge us to do just that, to step out. But it leaves a bitter feeling in our stomachs. That rallying cry of, "Come on, God," as we pray 24/7 for him to act in this land that we call home. It tastes so sweet on our lips. But the reality of joining in with that when God says, "All right then, let's go," that doing something That joining in makes us feel wobbly at the knees and a little anxious in our tummies. And that's okay. That's to be expected. We're human, frail beings, not superhuman. But we are not alone. We have a great God, a great big God who sustains us, heals us and builds us up. And he endures and listens and gives and sets us free. His way works. And we know that, for we have mimicked him just a bit today by giving joyfully what we can. Shock and the food bank will be so very, very grateful for those first fruits of our offering, which will bring some semblance of justice to the vulnerable, the needy, the voiceless. But I hope and I pray it's left a sweet taste on your lips and a healthy appetite to do more. God wants us to move forward into his kingdom, following his ways. His son has already trod the path for us, leaving footprints for us to follow in the Gospels. It's not an easy path, but it is good. It is bountiful, not in gold or honey, but in peace, love, and eternity. And remember, my child, eat honey, for it is good, and the drippings of the honeycomb are sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, you will find a future, and your hope will not be cut off. For it is in Christ alone. Amen. We've praised God in our songs. We've prayed some prayers to prepare us. We've listened to God's word and we've explored it to find his grace and hope in times of trial and desert places. And now we're going to say together what it is that we believe. If you'd like to, please stand for this. Otherwise, stay as you are. And let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down if you are standing. And we come now to our next song, and it's called Indescribable. And that is what God is to us at times. So please do sing along. And if you're not familiar with it, just listen and try and take in the words and see if you agree.
Of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly told every lightning bolt where it should go, or seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow. Who imagined souls to its light. Yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, unchangeable, you see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God.
As you may have noticed, a lot of our theme today has been about the land of milk and honey. And so our intercessions on a harvest theme have been written and will be shared to us now by the Nixon family. So over to you.
God of honey and hallelujah, of grain and grape, of ocean and orchard, this harvest time. We praise you for the abundance of life. We pray that the gifts of the world are not just shared, but shared justly. God of beehives and bread baskets, of living webs and the weaving of life, of ecosystem and economy, this harvest time. We praise you for the wealth of the planet and pray that this wealth is not just a promise, but is full of promise for all. God of bumblebees and blue whales, evolution and environment, ice field and star field, this harvest time. We praise you for the sheer wonder of the world and pray that this wonder is not about our wealth, but the wealth of our generosity. Hear us, O God of hope, O God of promise, so it be.
Dear God, we thank you for our food and water. This harvest time, help us to share what we have with others. Amen.
And now we will gather together those prayers into one with the Lord's Prayer. Please join me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We come to our final song of praise this morning. It's called So Will I. And one of the refrains in the song is, if creation sings your praises, so will I. As we gather in this harvest today and we remember the God who provides in the times of abundance and in the times of drought, let's think about all that we have put in those little bags. God created those. And if creation sings your praises, so will I. Let's sing.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
with no point of reference. You spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. See your heart and everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, oh
you lost your life so I could find it.
Thank you for joining with us today. And to close, we are going to say together a prayer of blessing. Let's pray. May we taste justice at our tables. May we sense hope in our land. May we savour the sweetness of all we have been given. May we journey towards renewal in our living, and may God direct us, challenge us, and be our companion on the way. Amen. Once again, thank you for joining us this morning at this harvest service. It has been a joy to walk along with you and to serve our God in this way. Just a couple of reminders as we draw to a close. There is Baby Steps on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. in the St Andrew's Chapel. A wonderful opportunity for little babies born in lockdown or just before to come along and listen to some stories and have some songs. We do get the instruments out and have a little bash around as well. And also, just it's not too late to join our Alpha course. We have a couple of spaces spare, and if you would like to join in, please do email alpha@stokebodieschurch.org. Take care, God bless, and stay safe.